Crosswinds family and friends. Welcome to Crosswinds Unleashed. Each week, we're dedicated to bringing the best stories and biblical life principles from authentic believers. And our podcast breaks down the Christian life through interviews, practical instruction, what we hope will be a fun and accessible way. Fun and accessible. Well, that's going to be an interesting thing to keep in mind as we continue our conversation from the last podcast on Christianity and politics. And I started the last podcast by just being really honest and saying that some will cheer us on and we'll ruffle some feathers. And perhaps those who were cheering us on in the last episode may have their feathers ruffled in this one and vice versa. But I have two brave people in studio with me, and I'm going to introduce them officially in a minute. But I have Betty Ryan back and Elijah Merrill. But for now, I do want to give a shout out to Elijah Merrill, our executive producer, Sheldon Boyce, our producer. They do all the hard work of making sure these episodes are out each and every Friday. So much appreciate their hard work. They also help set up guests when we have guests come in, even having Betty come in, they help set that up. So I appreciate so much them doing that and making this thing happen. All that's good about this podcast is because of them. The other stuff I'll take responsibility for. If you want to learn more about this podcast or anything Crosswinds related, head on over to our website at crosswinds.church. By the way, I'm Craig Cooper, the host of this podcast and lead pastor of Crosswinds Church. As I said, I have in studio with me the one and only miraculous man of God, Elijah Merrill. Elijah, thanks for being here and gracing us with your magnificent presence.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, Craig. Thank you.
And then we have the one and only Betty Ryan. Betty, thank you so much for being here and sharing with us your profound wisdom in life and God.
Thank you so much, Craig. Thank you.
They both want to kill me now. But here we are. Here we are. We've been talking about faith and politics. And if I could just sum up real briefly the last podcast, and if you haven't heard it, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. It's keep the main thing the main thing. That the main thing is to know God and make him known, and that we stand for his kingdom above any other kingdom. And so when we look at Christianity and politics, we need to make sure that we're rooted in God's word. Elijah did a great job really breaking that down for us, but really being rooted in God's word and then caring for the way that we have our conversations, as Betty was talking about in the last podcast. So you want to go back and listen to that because we want to represent Christ. We want to look through the lens of God's word in everything that we do. Now, as we talk about keeping the main thing, making sure we're knowing God and making him known, then what is the role of the believer, the Christian, with politics? And so if you listen to the last episode, you may misunderstand me or even us of saying that we have no role. There have been believers, even in this present day, who say just stay totally out of politics. Just be about, if you will, living for Jesus. And although I would say I agree with the stance of making living for Jesus our primary focus, so that it influences every other area. And since we have to understand that politics invades our life, that's part of every area. And so we want to reflect him by being not just good citizens of heaven, but because we're good citizens of heaven, good citizens wherever we live. Primarily, as we talk, we often in this podcast talk about here in America, but that would be true in any country in the world. So if you're listening to this podcast, you're in another country. How do we take our citizenship of God's heavenly kingdom, and how do we allow it to impact, if you will, the kingdom in which we live, the nation in which we live, and allow for the political system even to be able to be a way that we can express what God would have for us. And I think the lowest hanging fruit for us as believers, when we look at this, you know, and I think of like a Proverbs 29:2 that talks about sort of the righteousness and justice and upholding these principles. The lowest hanging fruit for us as Christians is just to vote. It's not even to say anything with a person in a conversation. The lowest hanging fruit is to take time when voting is made available to us and go to that voting station and vote. Make your voice known through that vote. And I encourage believers to vote. In fact, when you look at the statistics of how many Christians don't vote, you realize that there's a lot of untapped power there for the kingdom, to be able to go and vote in a way that that represents God's principles. And so that's how I'd start out this conversation. I do believe that we should be involved in political conversations, but I think we need to represent Christ well. I don't think that should be our number one focus, should not be political conversations. The number one focus could be in that political conversation, how can I influence people for the kingdom? And that, I believe, changes culture. I believe that changes things. In fact, we can go all the way back to the Roman Empire when all of a sudden Constantine becomes emperor and he declares, right, that the Roman Empire is a Christian empire. And historians debate whether when his declaration was because he had faith in Christ, or that declaration was even somewhat of a political move because there were so many believers at that point in the Roman Empire. The gospel had spread so much in a few hundred years that when Constantine becomes emperor, it's a wise move. Hey, we're Christian, right? Support me because I'm a Christian emperor. And so that just shows the influence of when we see the kingdom of God spread in an area, that it can radically change a nation. And it can change its politics. And so there's two ways we go about it, right? There's voting because we can. We have the availability to vote as American citizens. And the other part of it is that if we're living for Jesus and sharing the gospel, as people come to Christ and are discipled, the hope would be that they then reflect Christ in the voting booth, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a difference that's made. And so I'll throw that out there, and I'll stop talking here for a minute and go to Elijah and say, you know, what's your thoughts on some of that, or what would you add to the conversation?
Yeah, I would, you know, I'll just echo that it's the low-hanging fruit there is being able to go and vote. And it's something that I now, in where I am in my faith walk, and even just my age as an adult, being able to recognize the privilege that it is to vote. I have a lot of friends who, not a lot. I have a handful of friends who are not U.S. citizens, who would love the opportunity to be able to voice some of their Christian opinions and just can't in that capacity. And so yeah, I would echo that it is definitely a privilege to do so. But that I love that piece that you said there at the end of being able to reflect Christ in the booth. And just how you do that, and I think there's how we reflect Christ in all situations in our lives. There's some general sort of things that we should always try to be sort of thinking about in how we carry ourselves and as Christians and believers. But I think in specific situations, it just gets down to being in thought of what does God have for me right now and in this situation, and being able to recognize that, like, God has me where I am right now. And we use the context a lot on this podcast of being in America as believers in America, because that's around this table, that's who we are. But within that context, then we have certain things available to us, certain freedoms that we have, and being able to say certain things, being able to proclaim certain things, and being able to vote the way that we are able to, and being able to make change happen. And so those are freedoms that we have, and we are called with, and being able to reflect all those things fits into, we talked about in the last podcast, this commission that God has given us overall. And so just being attuned to how do we exercise those things that we have to being able to point back to Jesus, you know?
Yeah, Betty, what do you think?
I think we are created in the image of God. Down deep within us, there is something rooted within us that desires to follow him, right? To call him Lord. And so I also think in that we make decisions every day. And yes. So in those decisions, do we follow where God calls us or do we not? And so if you want to see change, participate. Mm. You know, so we make decisions. We are rooted in his in his love and in who he is. And you can participate in the changes we want to see anywhere from the local level to the national level. But if you sit on the sidelines and just are a commentator rather than get involved in the decision-making process, be a part of the decision-making process, you can truly make a difference. So it's you don't have to sit on the sidelines. You can stand up and be a part, if
you
will.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. And you know, I think that's really what it comes down to. I think, you know, when we look at Scripture, we understand that what's written there is to invade every part of our life. And even, you know, we go to Matthew 5, 13 through 16, it talks about us being salt and light. And to be salt and light, you know, a lot of times we think, okay, that's really spreading God's kingdom, right? It's all about kingdom, and it is, but spreading God's kingdom, spreading His love and His truth is all-encompassing. And so when we think about the opportunities we have, we want to take full advantage of that. And those opportunities here are a whole lot greater than they are in other parts of the world and in other times. I think of the people of God, you know, who were in exile, and here they are. They're in this foreign kingdom, and yet they rise to be a part of the political system. You have Daniel, who has a high position, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, high position. And you know, they use their high position. And then they also stand for the things of the kingdom. And so because Daniel refuses not to stop praying, he's thrown into the lion's den, you know. And because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego won't bow to a false idol, they're thrown into the fiery furnace. Now, God uses both of those examples, both of those accounts, as an opportunity to just show that He's bigger than this person who's sort of proclaiming himself as a god, this ruler. But in other places, we know, look at the end of Hebrews 11, people have died because they've stood up for Christ, and we should do the same. We should stand up for the gospel. But interesting enough, in all those cases, so those four cases of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, they're all part of the political system, and so they're politically involved. In fact, they're living out what God says to the people in exile. He says, pray for the blessing of the people who are ruling over you, because in their blessing, you'll be blessed. And so when at all possible, desire what's best for those around you. When you pray blessing on people, you're praying that they follow. The only way to be blessed is to live in accordance with God's word, right? That's what brings blessing. And so you're asking God, do something in their life that would help them make the right decision. And in them making right decisions, we can all be blessed. And so it's interesting to me when we talk about being salt and light, even in our conversations, how do we reflect helping people navigate the murky system, which is politics, right? And for one, you know, I have people ask me a lot around voting time, you know, who do I vote for? How do I know who to vote for? And for me as a believer, the first thing I look for in a candidate is are they representing Christ? You know, are they going to make decisions that are going to reflect Him? And here's my bias, and unapologetically, I would rather vote for a person who's a Christian than a non-Christian, as long as they're true Christians, right? As long as they're genuine Christians. I often don't get that choice, at least not someone who's so outspoken about that. And so the next thing I go to is I want to know, do their lives at least represent something that's positive? And then, you know, sometimes I don't even get to choose between those two. And I go, what are their policies? Do their policies at least reflect what would honor God and is best for people, right? For those who are around me. And so sometimes I have to not even have that totally. And so I go to which one best represents, you know? And so, you know, I don't know, when push comes to shove, we don't always get the right perfect, we're never going to have a perfect person to vote for, but I think we should still vote and work our way through that. You know, how many, at the end of the day, which one lines up more? And they both may not line up a whole lot, but which one lines up more with what would honor God as a person who's going to take a particular position? And that takes a little bit of a deep dive, you know, of really finding the truth of what their track record has been. What are they saying? What are they really doing? What's the effect of what they're standing for. I mentioned in the last podcast that, you know, when I came to interview at Crosswinds, when I came to do that candidating, it's what we call it, you know, I was asked a question, are you a Republican or Democrat? I said, well, I'm an independent. And so I knew I was going to equally upset two groups of people. You know, but here's something I say often when people ask me who to vote for. You know, each of those parties has a declared platform. And I don't need to tell anyone which platform I believe is closer to what God would intend. I just encourage them to go read it. Just go to the DNC page and the RNC page and look and read the platform and ask yourself as you read through the platform and it's all stances that they believe in, how do these line up to Scripture? Then help that even navigate your vote because, you know, the more people you put in with one platform is going to stand here. And you may say, well, here's one that I agree with on this platform and I disagree on the other. And that's probably going to happen a little bit with you and your political beliefs. But then you have to sit back and say, but which is most important to God? Which is most important to God? Christians sometimes get a bad rap or a good rap of saying, you know, all you guys vote for is life. You know, well, when push comes to shove, when I look at Scripture, I think life is probably on the top of God's priority. In fact, he calls us. And, you know, I was looking at like Proverbs 31, you know, right in the beginning of that chapter. It says, speak up for the people who have no voice. And so I unapologetically will say that I particularly as a believer, follower of Jesus Christ, understanding his word, I'm going to pray for and vote for a person who is going to protect the life of an unborn. Taking into account all the complexities there. And so, you know, I could get into a whole podcast about that. But the reality of it is that's the way I'm going to go. And if someone's upset with me, they're either not a believer or they haven't read what God's priorities are on life. And so that's the reality there. I'm a pro-life person. You know, I'm not a pro-death person. So I that influences my politics. And like I said, you know, the last one, people are probably who are cheering me on may not be cheering me on now, but that's okay because I'm not saying that to upset anybody. I'm just saying that to say we really need to think through as believers our politics and why we vote the way we do and why we talk the way we do and what's most important. And so it becomes a complex thing if we don't allow, again, going back to last podcast, the main thing to be the main thing. What does God see as important? And as a believer, I want to stand for that. I want to encourage that. I want to promote that. And so, you know, without me even saying, just go and look at their platform. Every candidate probably has a platform. I mean, I know every presidential candidate does. Go to their website, look down their platform, read through it, see if it makes sense, see if it's honoring to God. Then don't just look at what they say they're going to do. Look at what they've done. Look at what they've said. You're going to have to go back a little bit. By the way, don't just take Twitter and Instagram and Facebook as your primary source. Go and actually hear what they said. And you can do that. Actually, through those things, you can actually go and hear it from them. Hear the whole thing they've said. So much as, you know, a soundbite taken out of context. And we have to be careful. In a day and age where there's so much information, we got to be careful because so much of it can be misinformation. There's a reason why if you're going to a university, they have what they call authorized resources that you can use. And there's many resources that people get as primary resources for their news and everything else that you couldn't use on a paper if you wrote it. And so why is that? But because there are sources that you can trust and ones you can't. Well, how do you know what sources you can trust? That gets complicated. And that's why go to the original. If you hear a soundbite and you say, man, I can't believe someone would say something like that, take some time, go back, and we can do that. It's an amazing thing about this day and age. And hear the entire statement in context and go, oh, they did say that. I can't believe they said that. Or, oh, they said that. Oh, wait a minute. That's not how they meant it. And so, you know, there's so much we can do today that no other generation could do that allows us to understand where people are coming from. And yet there's also so much information out there that can lead us the wrong direction if we don't watch what we're listening to. But we have something that those who aren't in Christ don't have, and that's the Holy Spirit to guide us, to give us wisdom, to help us find those right places and work through that and understand that. And at the end of the day, we have a lens in which we look at things that's quite remarkable. We have a biblical lens to be able to say, how does this reflect Christ? Well, I've said a lot there. So Elijah, just jump in. What you know, add to the conversation.
Yeah, I think I'll use a phrase that you use a lot is you have to do your donkey work.
Yeah.
And there's an adage that that I've seen multiple times where it's like is a improperly informed voter more dangerous than if they hadn't voted at all? And there's multiple things you could look at that, but what I would say to that is it is as we exercise the privileges we have as believers in America to make changes that reflect Christ, or even to just reflect Christ in the decisions that we make and how they impact others. It is so important that you stay informed in these things. And I think I'll take it back to the scriptural root. It's so important that you as a believer stay so in tune with what God's word says, because at the same time you don't want to make decisions just believing that they're based off of something. So like if your main intake for biblical truth is snippets on TikTok of sermons and podcasts, you're doing the same thing with your faith and your biblical walk as you are with your political stance and beliefs. You know what I mean? Where it's like I fell victim to this as well in phases of my life where my main intake was these social media highlights of passages and things like that. And I would start to think that I believed something because that's what I thought that scripture was saying. But when I went back and dug into something, it's like, well, no, it wasn't really saying that. You know, it's just, this is just what this one pastor said, or this is just what this one author said, or, you know. And so it's so important that we stay rooted in the entirety of the truth of God's word, because we believe that it is all truth and it is the truth to live by. And within that, we need to stay rooted in that. But then also, as we go and exercise these freedoms, staying informed in what we do, because it's just this balance of both, right? It is a balance, but I want to also say it's much more heavily rooted in the biblical stances, right? And that's and how you will live the rest of your life based off of you should live the rest of your life based off of your understanding of God's word and your relationship with Him. But as you go into these situations, you know, it's dangerous to be lazy. And I think when I have family members, I have family members who might feel more inclined to go vote because so-and-so in our family is telling them to. And I would just love to see, you know, my hope for everyone would be like to do that donkey work and really dig into the landscape of things a little bit and make an informed decision. And because you want to make all the goal is we make our decisions in our lives, and when we're done with them, we know that we made a decision that reflects Scripture, reflects God's hope and desire, and we can have a peace about that, regardless of the outcome.
Absolutely.
And that definitely applies to our political decisions.
Absolutely. That's good. Betty, what do you think?
I don't have something new to add. Just, you guys have really covered a lot, but, there's an author that I love, and he said the most important thing about us is what we know about God.
Yes.
And I think that is the lens that we need to view everything through. And, something I've shared before is just sometimes we view through fear and we view through concern and we view through worry or anxiousness or anger. We view through those things, but rather let's view through our trust in God. And that can change the landscape of our thought process and all of it. So do we know God's word? Are we trusting in him? And then, you know, just one more thing. I took a little note as you were speaking, Elijah, and knowing the truth of God's word, not the snippets, because the enemy knows the snippets. Mm-hmm. And he twists it. He did it with Adam and Eve in the beginning, didn't he?
Did it with Jesus when he's tempted in the desert.
Absolutely. And so he'll twist it. And so those are things we have to watch out for. Let's not allow that twisting to take over our understanding of the truth.
Yeah, that's really good because, you know, Satan in the desert with Jesus uses those snippets out of context. And Jesus, of course, knew the context and corrects them. And if we know God's word, then it puts an armor on us, right? The armor of God puts a part of that's knowing God's word and being able to know context of what his word says and be able to use that. You know, I said the lowest hanging fruit's probably to vote. And I'll take three things. It's probably oversimplifying this, but for the sake of this podcast, that's what I'll do. The lowest hanging fruit is to vote. Probably what I'd say the next step up is to engage in some conversations. And I would say, you know, keep Ephesians 4:15 in mind. Speak the truth in love. Make sure that we talked about that in the last podcast quite a bit. And make sure that you know, we're seeking to understand as much as being understood, and that we're asking good questions, and that we're representing Christ, not just in what we say, but in how we say it. But that would be the second thing. And so I do think that we should, you know, engage in those conversations when the opportunity is there. We should be cautious as we engage to make sure that again, that we're representing God's kingdom in those conversations and what we say and how we act. But I would say the highest, for me at least, you know, would be one of the highest things that we could do is actually run for a political office. And I have encouraged several people from our own congregation to run, you know, and recently I had a conversation with someone. They said, you know, so-and-so was going to run, but all of a sudden they started to get attacked and, you know, and so they decided not to, and that's between them and God. So I'm not going to say what I'm about to say in criticism of them, because I'll tell you what, whether you're a believer or not, the political system is messy. And it's tough. And for a believer, let's be honest, it's really tough. You know, where we live in New York, it can be really, really tough, right? And yet, here's the reality. If we don't attempt to have people of faith in these positions, then we will continue not to have a choice to vote for people of faith who are going to represent God's things. So I, you know, my call is as a pastor. My call isn't to run for political office. But with that said, my call at some day, if things head down the road they may be heading, could get me in trouble, right? But I'm going to continue to do it no matter what. You know, people have often said that, you know, if some of the things you said became quote unquote hate speech, would you stop saying them? Because there are some countries where to preach the gospel is considered hate speech. And I said, well, I hope that God would give me the strength. My desire would be to preach the truth and to suffer the consequences as they are. Mm-hmm. And so I just do encourage those of you who, man, if you have an inclination, and you know, no one's like, well, what am I going to run for president? Power is in the local. And so run for the school board. Run for your school board. If you're upset what's happening in your school systems, run for the school board. Support people who are running for the school board. You know, when you think of the county positions, you know, I mean, there's just so much locally that you can be involved in that, by the way, indirectly will influence, and sometimes directly will influence even the state and national. You know, because of the positions you can be in. So if you're politically minded, and by the way, here's a, you know, sort of a reality. I love politics. I love talking about politics. I don't do it all the time because I don't want that to interfere with what my primary call is as mm-hmm. pastor. But I do. I want to be informed. I want to help people be informed. I want to have discussions that challenge my thinking so I can be a better understanding of what I believe and why I should vote the way I vote and live the way I live. All that's very important to me. And so I when I say I encourage some of you to run, run. You know, be active, start small, work your way up. You just never know where God could take you. And maybe you're not even able to run. Maybe for some reason you're a teenager listening to this podcast and God's stirring in your heart, man. These political, I mean, I just love politics. Is that okay as a believer? Absolutely. But just make sure you keep the main thing, the main thing. Don't lose your focus, because I'll tell you what, any of my friends who are in the political system will tell you it is easy to lose your focus. And remember, your primary mission is to know God and make him known. It doesn't matter what you are, what you do. That's your primary mission. And so keep the main thing, and let the influence that we have make a difference in our country. My guess would be if people came to Christ, were discipled in God's word, and desired to serve him well, we would have a different nation than we have right now. But here's the good news. No matter what nation we have, whether you're happy with it or not, God is still in control. He is on the throne, going back to the verse we started out with in Romans 13, verse 1 there. God is the governing authority. And I put my trust in him, and I do live for another world. I want to make sure that living for that other world impacts this world. But ultimately, I know the world I live in is going to be one that's much better than this one, no matter who I vote for. So vote, but don't put your faith in a vote. Don't put your faith in a human leader. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's what I would say. Betty, what would you? Well, how would you wrap up the podcast from your standpoint?
I would say that you know, the only final thought I had is it's hard. You know, sometimes there's a lot of pressure out there between family, friends, just, you know, different people out there whose their desire is to change your mind and your thought process. So stay in community with believers. People who can help keep you accountable. People can help you to question some of the things that maybe in areas you shouldn't be headed down or those kind of things. So in all areas of life, we stay in that community. There's a reason that we have the church, and the church is a body of believers. And so just remain in that community so that you're remaining on top of God's word.
That's good. Yeah. Elijah?
Yeah, as you go into any of these sort of situations, as you're presented with, especially with believers in America, if you're presented with opportunities to make decisions that reflect Christ in the political landscape, just have some confidence in who God has made you to be. And if you are a believer, then Scripture says you have the Spirit of God in you, guiding you and helping you make decisions. And you're a citizen of heaven. And so as you go into these situations, make these decisions knowing what God has planned and that he's in control. And then as we sort of said earlier, just once a decision is made, praise God that you were able to do so and stay on mission. It's not over. God has so much in store for you and so much goodness, and that commission that he's called each of us to is so much bigger than one or two political decisions or one season or one whatever. And so I would just have such faith in knowing that he's in control, and he's got it, you know.
There's a lot that's been brought up in this podcast, a lot to think about. But for me, I think I would say that the lowest hanging fruit is the vote. And so I'd encourage you to vote. And, you know, probably the next step up would be, you know, make sure you're informed and be informed first and foremost by God's word. Make sure that through God's word, you're informed in other ways. In fact, I would really encourage you to make sure you're an informed voter and get in conversations with people. But when you're in conversations with people, again, make sure that you're seeking to know where they're coming from before you share where you're coming from. Ask good questions. Remember Ephesians 4:15, speak the truth in love. So yeah, speak the truth and make sure you're doing it in love, representing God. Keeping the main thing again throughout all this, you know, making sure that We're seeking to make know God and make him known. And then I would say, you know, again, if God's calling you to be a part of the political system, be a part of it. Start local. Get in, you know, to your local politics and run. I think that's just so important. And so do that. And understand that it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, you know. And so they're the three things I throw at you. And I've never really given homework in this podcast, at least I don't think I have. And part of the reason is because you don't have to do anything I say. You could even tune me out right now. But here's some homework. I really want to encourage you. You have plenty of time. This presidential election is coming up in November. It's an important election. And take some time. Here's the homework. Look at if they're a political, you know, if they're a Democrat, Republican, whatever, look at the party platform. And also go to each individual's platform. I mean, it looks like we may have three major people running. Go to each of their platforms and look what they stand for. And dare I say, even devotionally, take their platform and explore God's word and see, does it measure up to God's word? I mean, give it a rating. No, it doesn't, or yes, it does, or sort of, and go through it and see which of the three candidates represent from their platform God's standard. Also, look at what they've done. Go and look, and that's going to take some deep diving because you got to make sure you get true facts about what they've done. You know, two of the candidates have for two of the major political parties here have a track record as president. Both of them do a whole term. Look and see what they've done and see how much of it represents what you believe, what the scripture teaches and those things. And then, you know, it looks like Kennedy may be another sort of running as independent. Look at what he's said. It's probably what we're going to have to look at what he's done in the past. And just do that. Have some time. Don't allow yourself to listen to a podcast, even this one, and say, okay, that's the person I'm going to vote for. Look at who they are, what they've done, what they represent. Do they measure up to God's standard? That's how you vote. And it is going to take some work, but you got months now to prepare for that. And then here's what I would say and wrap up. Here's the encouragement. After you do that, don't just tell people what you found. Encourage them to do it. Encourage them to do the same thing. If they're believers, to do the same thing. If they're not believers, don't encourage them to do it measuring up to God's word. Have them still do it measuring up to what they believe. And say, is what you think's best for this country, is that what they really represent? I think they'll be shocked sometimes doing that. I don't think most people even know that there are platforms they can look at or even have gone to any other websites. And so I just encourage you to do that. As Christians, we have a voice. As Christians, we should vote. As Christians, we should follow God's leading. But as Christians, first and foremost, we should keep the main thing, knowing God and making him known. Join us next week for another podcast. We're excited about what we're going to be bringing at you. Remember to check out crosswinds.church. Where you can find out all things about Crosswinds in our podcast. And as always, be blessed and continue to bless others.